Asya asked another question about working. I believe this question was answered so many times, but maybe just briefly. She was trying to get the correct answer about working in a bank. She's saying, is it really haram? Just, I'm not involved directly in the riba or the usury transactions. I just do maybe some work like maybe clean or caretaker or cleaner or whatever. Things that are not directly involved in the riba process.
There are two things. Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he condemned riba transaction, he cursed the one who gives, the one who takes, the one who charges, the one who earns, and the one who concludes the contract in writing, which we call them the clerks, we call them the accountants, and he included those who witness this business transaction which has riba in it. So this is very obvious. Anyone who is playing any role in that is included in the prohibition, and unfortunately in Allah as well. Secondly, if a person is having any doubt in any affair in his or her life, I don't know, I feel that I'm not in the right place, I feel that my earning has some haram in it, the Prophet ﷺ gave us the answer for all those questions. You don't have to ask a sheikh. You don't feel comfortable. And this is a sign. The Prophet ﷺ says, and between the very clear lawful and the very clear unlawful, there are some doubtful matters which some people will be confused about. What to do, O Prophet of Allah, concerning the doubtful matters which might arise during any era in life? He said, avoid them. So the answer is very clear. That's indeed better for you as far as your honor and the preservation and the protection of your religion. So the answer is, you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find you a better job, even if you're just cleaning the floor in the place. Every person who's participating in the construction of the building, in running the show, is playing a role in that. And without those guys, that business will shut down. Perhaps they will have to convert it into an Islamic business transaction, which of course, what we want. The prohibition of riba was not for personal reasons. Number one, it's a divine rules and regulation, a command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, it is indeed for the best of the entire society, so that the rich will not just get richer on the account of the poverty of the poor. No, rather there will be a social welfare. And there will be, you know, the issue of the Islamic economy is a subject should be discussed in an independent show, several episodes, to explain how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set a different way, an alternative way of dealing with money and transaction instead of dealing with riba.